Man living as woman targets Canadian beauty pageant for not allowing him entry into contest. By Penny Star on October 28, 2020. A man living as a woman who still has male genitalia has filed a human rights complaint against a Canadian beauty pageant for refusing to let him compete, citing in the allegation that the decision caused him injury to dignity and feelings. This continues the narrative from transgender activists that sex is based on self-perception rather than biology, therefore making one's feelings tantamount to scientific reality. The Post-Millennial reported on Jessica Yanov's lawsuit, calling her in its report as a self-proclaimed lesbian warrior princess and tech blogger who had signed up to compete in the pageant's 28 and older division. Yanov, who is transgender with male genitals, was initially accepted into the contest, having not mentioned that she was transgender with male genitals on her application. This would go against the pageant's policy, who only allow biological females, or those who had fully transitioned and no longer had male genitals to compete in the pageant. This policy was noted in all paperwork and on the website. The Justice Center for Constitutional Freedoms, JCCF, who will be representing Canada Galaxy pageants in the human rights allegation, says that the pageant's policy has since been revised to include genetic females and fully transitioned. When Yanov was told of the pageant's policy, she filed a human rights complaint against Canada Galaxy pageants, claiming that she had been discriminated against because of her gender identity, which would be in violation of the Ontario Human Rights Code. The center reported that Yanov is seeking $10,000 in damages and requests that the Human Rights Tribunal of Ontario rule that an organization cannot refuse a service to someone just because that person has male genitalia. Yanov has tried to gain celebrity by making accusations like this against organizations that will not conform to transgender ideology. In October 2019, she accused a group of estheticians for being transphobic for refusing to perform a bikini wax, the Post-Millennial reported. The BC Human Rights Tribunal dismissed the complaint and said in a statement, "Yanov's predominant motive in filing her waxing complaints is not to prevent or remedy alleged discrimination, but to target small businesses for personal financial gain. In many of these complaints, she is also motivated to punish racialized and immigrant women based on her perception that certain ethnic groups, namely South Asian and Asian communities, are taking over and advancing an agenda hostile to the interests of LGBTQ+ people." Galaxy Pageants is also run by a woman of Asian descent, the report noted. Biological women and girls must continue to have the freedom to associate with other biological women and girls in activities that serve their unique interests and needs as females, Allison Kendall Payevich, staff lawyer with the Justice Center, said in a statement. Further, this beauty pageant has already made reasonable accommodations for fully transitioned transgender females without male genitals. It is imperative that biological women and girls, and fully transitioned transgender females, have safe, secure female-only places where they won't have to worry about seeing male genitals, or having individuals with male genitals looking at them, she said. Follow Penny Star on Twitter.